WDE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American consumers bracing for higher prices driven by tariffs. Reese Stoll's getting ready for her wedding in Iowa and inside of a bridal shop.
That's really scary when you come in with a budget and find out that the dress that you loved is going to be like several hundred dollars, thousands of dollars more expensive than when you were planning on spending.
President Trump said he had good talks with Mexico's president yesterday and is meeting with Italy's prime minister today, but no trade deals have been announced. The European Central Bank has cut interest rates. The Federal Reserve has not. President Trump criticizing Jerome Powell, the chair, saying he's been too slow to act. The Department of Homeland Security said that Harvard University bent the knee to anti-Semitism and must now provide the department with detailed records of student visa holders. And drug maker Eli Lilly says promising results from trials of its new weight loss pill. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A bill from Republican lawmakers makes significant changes to Wisconsin's unemployment insurance law. UI would be referred to as reemployment assistance. Waukesha Representative Scott Allen says it gives job seekers an extra push, calling it a compassionate bill designed to help people when they are at perhaps their lowest. Milwaukee Representative Ryan Clancy questions the need for changes, noting there's no data to suggest that the current UI program has a problem that needs fixing. The bill mandates creation of a division of reemployment assistance within the Department of Workforce Development and adds requirements for those seeking employment. It passed on a 4-2 committee vote Tuesday. The Assembly Committee on Public Benefit Reform also passed a bill to prohibit local governments from using tax money for guaranteed income programs. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is asking for $30 million in the next state budget to cover costs for crime victim services. At a Wausau roundtable Tuesday, the AG said federal funding has decreased dramatically. The Democratic AG said for a five-year period, $44 million roughly went to victim service providers. In the current federal fiscal year, which started October 1st, that number has dropped to $13 million, a reduction of over $30 million, or about 70%. A fund established by the Federal Victims of Crimes Act distributes money from fines and fees paid out by people convicted of federal charges. The state has used American Recovery Act and pandemic relief money to supplement that, but those funds are now tapped out. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk three in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in game one of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball, the Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
Oh, we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here, I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches that there'd be half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're hoping to do is continue to get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers likely from later this morning into this afternoon. Mid-60s for a high. Tonight, showers, scattered thundershowers, low 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services
right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today.
Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwalbe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll talk issues that matter to you with State Senator Sarah Kieski and also Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich. Also the NFL Draft of the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. So here's what I'm going to do. Card, if you'll cut that music, please. I thought about this, and so next Tuesday is going to be my last show on the air. On the Earl Ingram Show as it's presently constituted. And so as the days wind down and Monday's show is tomorrow's show is my good friend Sandy Williams, and Monday's show is solely for, you know, giving you, the listening audience, an opportunity to talk about what the show meant to you and those things, and how honored I am that whatever we were able to do with the show, it was because of the audience, not because of me. And so Monday's show is clearly slated for that. Tuesday, I've got a wonderful man who is going to be in the studio, who has built some wealth. And as he ages, he has realized that having all the money in the world, having all his wealth, as he ages, he's giving it away. And he's talking to other people who, you know, are doing well, to, you know, the importance of that. So let me give you a little background on Earl Ingram. First off, I was born in 1954. I was the seventh of 13 children to Earl Ingram Sr. and Georgia, my mother. They migrated here from Warren and Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And
That's where my dad's from.
And so I lived, we grew up and we lived in a community that was safe. We didn't have money, a whole lot of money, but what we had was family and my parents, who were married for 66 years before the evil consequences of time, you know, claimed my mother. I had a mother and father in my life for 60 years of my life. And I learned so much in coming from a family of 13. I learned the important things in life weren't money, weren't monetary, because we didn't have that. We lived in a community that was intact, where families were intact. Father went to work, mother stayed home. it was at a time when a father could go to work and a mother with 13 children could stay home and rear those children and, you know, and keep a roof over our heads. I was never hungry, never felt unsafe, always had clothes on my back, food to eat, and direction in my life. And so as I wound up going to, when I went to high school, I actually grew up in a segregated community, an all-black community in Milwaukee, because back in those days, there was no such thing as integration. And so 1968 changed all of that, 67, when the Civil Rights Bill was passed. And finally in this nation, people were able to move into communities that were forbidden. I've lived through that in my lifetime. So from kindergarten through sixth grade, I went to an all-black reality. I lived in an all-black reality. From seventh grade, one year between sixth and seventh grade, I wound up, because of the civil rights bills that were passed, and my father was able to move us into a different community, I moved into a predominantly white community, and where it was 98% white. We were one of the first families to move in. And when you're a black family in 1968 and you move into a white, all-white community with 13 children, it didn't take long before that community changed into an all-black community. But I went to a 99% white middle school from a 100% black grade school, a 99% white middle school, and then a 98% white Jewish high school. And so I learned some valuable lessons in my life about race at an early age. Well, once I left the high school and, you know, my father worked at a place called A.O. Smith. And so I was scheduled to go to University of Stout University. And because I was from a family of such a large family, I said I was going to wind up going to work where my father was during the summer before I would go on to a university. And my father warned me, he said, don't come out here. But he couldn't tell me why I shouldn't come there. So I walked into, I graduated from Washington High School in 1972 in June. And in October, in September, I walked into a place called A.O. Smith, an automobile manufacturing plant. Well, 34 years later, I walked out of that plant. So I spent 34 years in that plant. Needless to say, I never wound up going to college. I got a high school diploma in 1972, and I've never had any other formal education in my life. None. My high school diploma was it, as far as organized education. My wife has known me since I was 14 years old. I'm 70, I'll be 71. My wife has known me that long. So nobody knows me better, you know, than her. And we'll be celebrating our 43rd anniversary on, let me get it wrong, April 26th. And so we've been together that long. And so I want to say to people, I'm a servant. At the root of who I am is a servant. So, you know, my wife and I took in, I've said this story before, a disabled young man. at the age of two, who requires 24-hour care. He required 24-hour care at the time we took him in. A young man is now 23 years old, a 23-year-old man who still requires 24-hour care, and we still have him. And we're going to have him because I realized and learned some valuable lessons in life early in life. I haven't lived my life trying to acquire things. Man, I've never owned a new car. I've certainly made enough money to buy a new car, but new cars don't tickle my fancy. Right? I learned how to be happy without a lot of money. I was happy as a young boy because what we had was family and communion, community. And so I learned that throughout my life. There was one man in particular who I saw outside of my father and marveled at and patterned myself after. And that was Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. I saw him give of himself. I saw him sacrifice his life. And it was at a very young age that I realized that I was a servant and that what I was going to do with my life is serve. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of the service that I've been doing in my life, not to brag, because I'm way beyond that. That is not the purpose for what I'm going to reveal to you in the next, you know, few minutes before, you know, the end of this show. It is because I realize the value of serving. Now, that's really kind of, you know, the fact that I'm doing what I'm doing now, nobody could have ever predicted that a guy who worked in a factory for 34 years where nobody cared what I had to say, from 18 to 54, go do your job. I did my job sometimes 8 hours a day, sometimes 12 hours a day, sometimes 7 days a week. I was a laborer and eventually wound up doing some other things. But I'm going to continue this as we move forward. Our phone lines are always open at 855-752-4842. But I thought on this, and I said it's important that before I leave these airwaves, that people really get to know who I really am. And so we're going to get that. You're going to get that opportunity. 855-752-4842. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
Mysteries do unfold, 'cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the Center, WRCE.
Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. Nothing stays the same. The young become the old. Mysteries do unfold. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, sunlight of the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring, wounded heart will heal. Yes, it will, but never much too soon. Everything must change. The young become the old. Mysteries do.
All right. Old. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. George Benson and Everything Must Change. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. And so it is with the Earl Ingram and the Earl Ingram Show. Let me say, I was saying before the break that after spending 34 years in the factory, I used to listen to conservative talk radio. I listened to talk radio all the time. And so I just kept listening to talk radio. And nobody ever told me I could be somebody in my life. And so I didn't have aspirations. And so after spending 34 years doing my job, I would call conservative talk radio. And they would be talking about my community in a not so good way. And I began to push back, because I found my voice in fighting for my union members at A. O. Smith, for injustice. And so my entire life, I fought for injustice. People who were mistreated, people who couldn't fight for themselves. if for no other reason, the marginalized, the people who are human beings, and yet people in such a cruel, cold world don't think that those people have any value. Listen, this is the wealthiest nation on earth, but it's cruel and cold. Because people value things and money over human beings. I've never understood that in my life. And even at this point in my life, I don't understand a world that people value things and accomplishments over human beings, man. I'll go to my grave never understanding that. So anyway, so I've been a servant. And so I began to serve. I spent 20 years, as former mayor of the city of Milwaukee said the other day, running the largest youth tackle football program in the state. Tens of thousands of boys, ages 6 to 14 years old. 5 months, 6 months out of a year dedicating my time as the president of the Neighborhood Children's Sports League, serving and improving the lives of children and their families. 20 years. 5 days, 6 days a week, and my wife allowed me to do that. I couldn't have done any of that without her, because I was working 6-7 days a week. And so we had a major impact on their lives. And many of those boys at that time are now men. Some of them middle-aged men, they come to me and they say, "Mr. Ingram, do you remember me?" And I look up at them, and they're 6'4", and they weigh 300 pounds, and they say, man, I played football for Michigan State, or I played football at Ohio State, and man, you don't know what you did for me, and I'm an attorney, or I'm this, or I'm that, or I have a family, man, and I work every day, and it started with you. But guess what? That league is still running today. And same thing, many children's lives being changed. But that wasn't the end. Somehow, Willie Davis, the former Hall of Fame Green Bay Packer, heard me talking and challenging conservative talk radio, and he put me on the air without any background. And I did my show from Capitol Hill 4 years in a row, the only non-syndicated talk show host in the United States of America who was given an opportunity to interview congressmen, senators, entertainers, to do my show from the United States Supreme Court. This is all true. A young man with no educational background, formal. 855-752-4842. I'm going to continue this on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulots.
A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly would add more regulations for energy projects across the state. The 2025 Wisconsin Energy Reform Act seeks to discourage energy companies from using good farmland for renewable energy projects and outlines the specific rights of affected landowners. Under the legislation, energy companies would be required to provide written notice of their plans to each property owner within 1 mile of a proposed facility at least 45 days before seeking approvals from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. There is a prosecutor shortage in Wisconsin's third biggest county. Waukesha County District Attorney Leslie Basie says grant money from the state budget covering 2.5 prosecutors in her office will run out in July. Funding previously ran out in December for 2 other positions. Those cuts will bring the number of prosecutors in Waukesha County down to 16 prosecutors. The state recommends that the county have 24 more, but Basie says the budget will only allow her 1 part-time hire. Prosecutors are funded at the state level and not through county funds. A shocking twist in the case of a Waukesha teen accused of killing his mother and stepfather. An unsealed federal warrant claims 17-year-old Nikita Kasep killed Tatiana Kasep and Donald Mayer as part of a plot to assassinate President Donald Trump. Investigators discovered contact at Kasep's cell phone with what the FBI calls a satanic cult named the Order of 9 Angels with a goal to incite chaos and violence. The warrant also alleges that Kasep killed his mother and stepfather in February to obtain the financial means to purchase a drone and explosives for an attack on Trump. Kasep currently faces 9 felony charges, including 2 counts of first-degree murder. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top 3 shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest running live action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX with shows screening on Hulu the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers likely from later this morning into this afternoon. Mid-60s for a high. Tonight, showers, scattered thundershowers, low 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz is in the guest co-host chair with me. We go deep on Trump's constitutional crisis and is Abrego Garcia alive? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times that made us laugh outweigh the bad.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. And before I go to the phone lines, let me finish this up quickly. And so I, after I wound up having the opportunity of a lifetime to do radio and to be able to get all, do all those things that I did, I also wound up with national recognition. Because the, at the time, the top black talk show host in the nation gave me an opportunity to fill in for him at least 25, 30 times. I used to do 6 hours of radio a day. I did that for a long time. And then when I thought my 15 minutes of fame was over, I got a call from a guy named Mike Crute. And he resurrected my radio career. He took me off the scrap heap. That wound up catapulting me into civic media. And so I'm thankful and ever forever thankful for civic media for giving me a chance to, you know, get back on the airways. But I know nothing lasts forever. And so I'm thankful for the time I had with you, this listening audience. I'm not, it's not the end, because, you know, I'm going to still be connected and doing some things with civic media. But the last thing I'll say is, after, you know, I did those 20 years in my football league, I then spent 12 years volunteering in Milwaukee Public Schools. And then when I figured, and it's finally over, I don't need to do any more of this, there was such a horrific situation that was occurring in my community. Young boys dying in stolen cars, 10, 12 years old. And I waited for people to do something. I said, somebody's got to do something. And I said, well, I've done my job. And God kept talking to me, kept working with me. And so 3 years ago, I created a nonprofit called Voices of the Elders. And so that's a bunch of men 60 and above. And what we do is we mentor young boys 10 to 13 years of age. And what we do is make sure they get what I never got. Hey, you can be somebody. You are somebody. Your life has value. Doesn't matter where you came from. Don't ever let anybody tell you that your life doesn't have value. Because we live in a world that crushes the weak. And so as you know, whatever time I have left is going to be spent with making sure that young boys never hear that they can't be somebody or they can't be something. All right, let's go to the phone lines. JoJo, you're first up, man. Thank you very much. You say what?
The world has need of you. And I'm in my early 80s. I'm on my third childhood. I didn't enjoy the other two in particular. But you are just getting rolling. And you can think of being 71 as retro 18. I mean, retro 17. And then you can go retro 18. And there's just so much. You have so much to offer. And
I'm not leaving, JoJo.
We're here to support you.
JoJo, I'm not leaving.
You're right. You're not.
No.
You're not.
No.
You're not.
Thank
stay blessed to be the blessing that you are.
Thank
you.
Thank you very much.
I mean, I'll let you for now.
Thank you very much.
And you call. Okay.
I'm only a phone call away. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hey, Mike from Kenosha, you're up next, man. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. You know, listening to your show this morning, I think certainly me, but I would have to speak for most of us out there in your audience, the joy and love of community that you have within your soul. You know, you're a proud cheesehead. You're a proud American. And what you... You know, your story about, you know, how you listened to conservative talk radio and then after a while listening to it, you know, you pushed back because nobody was. That's exactly my story, too. That's funny. You and I have walked in these steps together throughout, you know, the last 20, 25 years. We listened to right-wing conservative media just take over the airways with hate speech.
Yes.
And, disrespecting human beings and one another, our communities, at all costs. I mean, that was their whole mantra. So, you know, we watched it morph into really something completely different. And what you did is you stepped up. You did public involvement in community service. And, you know, that's what I want to applaud you. You know, you saw, just like I did 20 years ago, in listening to the hate speech haters of America, tearing America apart at every opportunity, creating division and divide and conquer. So, you know, we have... Both of us, you and I both have a great.
Hey Mike, let me say this to you.
And I promise.
You and I are going to stay in contact because, you know, there's some things that I want to do with you. So for now, I bid you adieu, but you and I are going to stay in contact. Thank you very much. Al, you're up next.
Where the party at? And now we pass somewhere around here.
Hey,
you know I got a clown.
Hey, I said it's not the end. It's not the end.
It's supposed to be a repass or something.
Yeah.
You know, they got food and whatever. Huh? I've been at a funeral all morning.
Oh man, hey.
Feed me.
Hey, yeah. If you know me, if you know me, and you do know me, and you know I'm not done.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Where the party at? It's time to get off that horse. It's boogie time, man. Come on.
Hey, look, Al. When I leave here today, I'll be working, doing what I've been doing for the last 40 years.
And I'm still 29.
Yeah. Hey, all right, I'll get back with you. Thank you very much for the call. Rich, you're up next.
Bye.
Bye. Rich.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I want to salute you. And also, I'd like to just say that there was a song that I used to listen to when I was younger, really hard to, called Downtown.
Yeah.
Back in the 60s and 70s. Yeah.
When lights are bright and things are making you lonely, yeah. You can always go downtown. Listen to the rhythm of
Yeah. I salute you and have a great one.
The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, and go downtown. Thank you very much, Rich. I remember that song as well.
Bye.
All right. My good friend Sharky. Hey, Sharky, how you doing, man?
Good morning, and I have to tell you that I was a little sad when I was thinking you were going to be gone, but I'm so glad you're staying. And I tell you what, I want to thank you for allowing me in your life because it's made a difference.
You know, Sharky, you and I aren't done either because I have your number, you have mine. And you know the work that I'm doing in the city. You came and supported us and my elders, and we haven't forgotten, and there's room for you at the end. So, you know, I'm still going to be around. I'm just talking about this show in the format that it's in.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had one of the best days of my life is when we were throwing turkeys around Thanksgiving last year. Your people were there. Everybody worked hard. Everyone worked with each other. And the smiles and the turkey call, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. Well, Sharky, you know, it just means we're going to have more time, you and I, to commiserate together. And so this is not the end. So, I'm not crying crocodile tears. I just wanted to reminisce, and that's what I just did in this last 40 minutes or so, but I'm not done, okay? I don't want anybody to think I'm done. I'm going to still be around Civic Media and in a different format. It's going to afford me the opportunity to work with this young man that we've dedicated our lives to, who is now 23 years old and who probably needs me more now than he ever did before, because one of the most difficult things in the world to do, Sharky, and I know you will attest to it, is to become a man. And if you have disabilities and you struggle to become a man, it's tough enough if you don't have any disabilities. But if you have disabilities and trying to become a man, it's very difficult. So I will have more opportunity. You know, charity starts at home and then it's spread abroad. So, you know, I don't see it.
Our home is your home.
Yes, sir.
Our home here in Racine is your home. It's Sharky. You belong there, too.
Sharky, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be coming back and forth to the studio. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon. 855-752-4842. You know, it's not the end. It's the beginning.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA.
going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiskCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free, plus earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiskCaregiver.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You must be a special lady.
You'll be singing first, single,
no, Harry, I'm singing second, man.
And a very exciting girl.
I'll bring that bass out, man.
Hey, man, I'll bring it out a little bit more.
You gotta be a special lady.
Let's get down on some harmony, come on.
Cause you got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world.
Change my gray skies to blue, and it was strange when you called my name. Ever since that day, I haven't been the same. Ooh, before I met you, my sun didn't want to shine, but all of a sudden you sneak up from behind.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I just wanted to play that for my wife, Allie, of 43 years, as we head towards our 44th anniversary. You know, very special lady who changed my life. Let's go back to the phone lines. Mary, how you doing, Mary? Thank you very much for calling.
Good morning, Earl. It sounds like your accolades have started well before Monday, as they should. I'm not going to be available to call in Monday. I'll be listening. But it's been a pleasure to know you as a neighbor and the guiding force that you've been in my life. And then regarding guiding force, which I'll name as the universe, some people call it God, it's definitely been there for you. And lastly, in my life experience, and I've got 9 years on you, I always look for the positives in any change, and I think that the best is yet to come for you. I wish you well.
Thank you very much. I'm not going anywhere. Okay. Thank you very much, Mary. Love you. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
I say good morning, Earl. Looking forward to the new chapter, listening to the podcast and whatnot. I just want to let you know the small world part of things. My brother, same age as you, worked at A. O. Smith. It's almost the same exact time period, almost 30-some years. Buildings 1 and 65 is where he worked, John. John in Buildings 1 and 65. I'll text you more information on him. But he
okay.
seemed to... think that he ran across you a few times and you might have met.
So yeah, anyway, I was a troublemaker, man. When there was injustice, when there was injustice, I was there fighting. I wish I had more time, Jim. We can do it on Monday. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Rocky. Good morning to you, Rocky. You say what?
Good morning, Earl.
Yes, sir.
I feel like I'm in the kitchen when I hear you talk. Clyde Stubblefield, the funky drummer from Madison, his song is Parties in the Kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that or not. One of his songs, I should say. He's, you know, he's in the Hall of Blues, I believe, or if he isn't, he will be. Anyway, he's deceased, but he makes me think of you, too, Earl. You're wonderful.
Hey, man, thank you. I'm just an average guy, man. That's all I am. I'm nobody special.
You're a bright light, man. You're a bright light. You're going to go coast to coast is what's next for you.
Well, listen, man.
More than you are now, you're going to be heard wider and wider.
Well, I don't want to go anywhere, man. I just want to be your neighbor. Thank you very much for the call. CJ, what's happening, man?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. CJ, what's happening?
Hey, Earl. Good morning to you. I appreciate your story, and I appreciate your show. As you know, I don't agree with you quite often, but occasionally you'll take my call and let me get a couple of sentences out. But really, I like listening to your show. I guess the direction that you want to take the country or the people, we probably want to get to the same place, but a different direction or a different route. And I just wanted to let you know.
Well, thank you, man. It's been a pleasure. But you and I aren't done as well. Talk to you soon. Hey, Cassandra, what's happening?
Hi, Earl. I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed your show. It was just something I looked forward to on my days off or between grading and everything. And so I just want you to know how much I've appreciated you and your wisdom and the knowledge that you've imparted over the years. I did learn a lot from you. So I just wish you success and peace and happiness wherever you might land.
You know, Cassandra, I thank you very much, and I know that I'll always have success and peace as long as I understand the importance of serving, because I know that's the key. And all of us have the ability to serve. You don't need letters behind your name. You don't need to have the biggest bank account. You don't need to be the smartest person in the world. If you look around you, there are people who need to be supported, and that's the key to being happy. Thank you very much. Let's bring line one on quickly. We'll end it with line one. Who do we have? Just go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. Well, today I'm not a chicken. Today I am actually calling and talking on the phone. Earl, when you and Gilbert Brown were on,
oh, yeah.
I laughed so hard, and that was the beginning of me talking to you.
Yeah.
And like everybody who's listening today, whatever you do, I know your path is being led in the right direction, as always.
Hey, Sandra, thank you very much. Thank everybody who made the show go, as always. For Al, it's not a morning now. It's a new beginning. And so Monday, we'll really get down into it. But thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned in to The Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legal issues continue surrounding the man deported to El Salvador. Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matinair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Dow is down more than 500 points in its first hour of trading as President Trump's long simmering feud with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has escalated. President on social media said this morning Powell's termination cannot come fast enough. It's one day after Powell said that tariffs will have an adverse impact on the economy.
Tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. The inflationary effects could also be more persistent.
President Trump says the Fed should be cutting interest rates. The European Central Bank made that move today. The president today meets with Italy's prime minister to talk trade. The Trump administration's vowing to keep Kilmar Abrego-Garcia out of the U.S. He is the Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. The White House now offering evidence it says shows Abrego-Garcia was a gang member. And Eli Lilly says its investigative weight loss pill saw users in trials shed up to 16 pounds. This is ABC News.
Your